I want to thank everybody for being here. It is a great privilege for me to be able to talk to you a little bit about the Word of God. As you know, the majority of the people, if you're a visitor and you look around, the majority of the congregation right now is in Union Hill. Is that correct? They're having a combined service there with other congregations. And that's the reason that we have the remainder of the congregation here with us. I requested the microphone so that I can move around. I love moving around, and I'm sorry if I'm distracting you. That's not my intention, but it helps me to keep the flow a little better. Before I start, I want to tell you a little bit about me being a young kid. When I was younger in my neighborhood, we used to play all the time outside. That was the deal. We were not into video games or staying inside or I would say table games. We were more like going outside and playing soccer and playing baseball and basketball, whatever we were able to play most of the time involving throwing something or kicking something, we will do it. That was our way to have fun. And so when they asked me to talk today, I thought about athletes in general. Do you, and I want to ask you a question, is anybody here in the audience or a former athlete, or have you ever been involved in a game, competition-wise? If you are, just raise your hand. I just want to see some hands. Okay, we have a few. And also, if you are not, you might know somebody that is an athlete, a dedicated athlete, or maybe a friend, a family member that is an athlete. And the reason that I want to use the athlete itself is because I want you to picture the effort that involves for an athlete to be good at what they do. Today, I want to talk to you about striving for the crown. We read a passage before that is in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24 to 27. Verse 24 to 27. We're going to go back there in just a second. I'm just letting you know the verse that we already read. Competition in general in the world is a must. I use my example of being a kid because I remember that part of it was just the fact that we wanted to be better than somebody else. Even if we were just going to buy something to the store and one of my friends was going to buy something to the store, we'll start racing and see who will get there first. It's something natural. We love competition. In the world, people enjoy competitions in general. So there is that is the reason that in nations around the world there is competitions to see who has the better team. Right now there is football going on. I don't know if you're a football fan, but a lot of people dedicate a lot of time to see the football games. So competition is something natural. Let's read the verse one more time, which is 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24 to 27, striving for a crown. It begins, and it says, "Do you know that those who run in the race, all race, but one receive the prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain it. And everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Now, they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we for an imperishable crown. Therefore, I run thus not with uncertainty, thus I fight not as one who beats the air, but I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified." The Apostle Paul here is talking mainly about the Olympic Games or a competition, Olympic Games back in the day. And we can get some really good points to talk about three major points that I want to mention today. Number one, in order to obtain that crown, which is our goal, it should be our goal for every Christian, Number one, in order to obtain the crown, we must prepare. We must prepare. And again, I want you to keep that athlete in your mind, that athlete that we talk about, and you put yourself as an athlete. In verse 24, again, it says, sorry about that, 24, do you know that those who run in a race all run? It says all run. The phrase all run indicates that in order to obtain the victory, you must participate. There is a lot of people in this world that you ask them if they are believers in God, and they will tell you yes. You can go outside right now and knock on the door and you ask them, do you believe in God? And most likely they will tell you yes. But they're not doing anything regarding to that matter. And even sometimes inside the church, we have people, we have brothers and sisters in Christ, that they want to obtain the blessings of heaven. They want to obtain the blessings from God, but they don't want to be involved in the race. Paul is comparing here spiritual life with a race. And in order to earn the prize, we must participate. We need to get involved. We must be constantly helping others to get to that goal. We must participate constantly. There are many blessings of being constantly running in this race. One of them, we can find it in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58 says, therefore, my brothers, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you, always giving yourself fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Everything that we do, all the time that we spend, and all the time and effort that we dedicate to God is not in vain. It is not in vain. And sometimes it's hard to see it. Sometimes, and I know people sometimes struggle with that. I'm dedicating myself to God, and I'm still going through a lot of hard times. One of the examples that always come to my mind is the example of Joseph. For purpose of time, we're not going to read the whole story. Joseph was sold by his brothers. You can find that in Genesis chapter 37. And after going through a really hard time, he ended up being basically the right hand of the Pharaoh. He was constantly tested. He was a slave for many years. But then, by the power of God, he was put to the place that he was helping and directing the whole nation. He was the right hand of the Pharaoh. In verse 47, chapter 47, it talks about the way that when he got back, Genesis chapter 47, he get back to his brothers. And instead of taking revenge, instead of taking advantage of the position that he had, he forgave them. And then he tells them that all that he went through, that all that bad time in his life was because God wanted like that. He was sent ahead of time to save his nation and his family. There was a big famine in that time, so that effort, that struggle that he had in his life was because of a purpose. So yes, sometimes we will experience hard time in our lives, but always we need to remember that it's not in vain, but we must prepare. We must prepare all the time. Another lesson that we learn here is, the second lesson that we can learn here is that in order to obtain the crown, striving for the crown, we must prepare. We must prepare. In verse 25, 1 Corinthians, which is what we're working on, 1 Corinthians verse 25, I'm sorry, chapter 9, verse 25, it says, and everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. We are in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, I'm reading verse 25. The whole idea here is that sometimes we must control, sometimes we must take care of everything that is happening around us. And the idea here of an athlete being trained, again, bring that friend, that family, even yourselves to the example of the preparation. An athlete will dedicate days, hours, times. They will all the time try to hit themselves, basically, to make them better. I always admire specifically boxers or people that play football, American football, because they have the capacity to get hit so hard that it's almost unbelievable. And they always get up and they're ready to go. They're ready to keep on the fight. That is the same concept of what is happening here. And the reason that these athletes can keep on going is because they are prepared to do that. They call it muscle memory. It's just, you just get hit, you just walk it off, and you're ready to go. It's the same idea of preparing. We must prepare ourselves in order to overcome. So as Christians, in order to prepare ourselves, we must be constantly reading the Bible, praying, singing, sharing time with other Christians. That is part of the training, the preparation that everybody needs to have in order to obtain that crown of life. Another idea, another lesson that we can learn here is that in order to obtain the crown of life, striving for obtaining the crown of life, we must be persistent. We must be constant. Always remembering that our goal is to be with God in heaven. Let's read verse 26. Therefore, I run thus not uncertainty, thus I fight. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, verse 25. The second part says, now they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we for an imperishable crown. The purpose, the persistency, and the constancy of an athlete is because they know what they're going for. An athlete, right before a race, an athlete right before a run, specifically a runner, whenever they're getting ready to go, they know exactly where they are going. Likewise, with a football player, when he's going to throw the ball, he knows exactly where his player is. He might not be able to see it among everything else that is going on, but he knows exactly where he is aiming to. Likewise, as Christians, this should be our aim, the crown of life. We must be persistent and constant and have that clear, absolutely clear, not letting anything else distracting us, but knowing exactly where we are going, persistently and constantly. What is our purpose in life? Where are we aiming to go? Are we actually thinking every day that we want that crown of life? So we learn in verse 24 and 25 that in order to obtain the prize, we must prepare. We must be constantly preparing. Verse 26, we learn about the purpose. Not with uncertainty thus I fight, not like one who beats the air. The beats the air, it's saying that it's not like, again, the person that is going without a purpose. It's not going without a direction in their lives. If we want to be better Christians, we must have clear the concept that we want to be with God in heaven. The Christian must live with a purpose in their lives constantly. Strive every day to obtain that crown of life. So we must focus. We must be ready all the time. and not allow anything that distracts us. Satan is constantly attacking us. Satan is trying to get that crown of life away from us. But we must not let that happen. We must always, always be participating in that race. Always be putting ourselves to challenge to be better each and every day. We must prepare constantly, and we must be persistent and constant if we want to have that crown of life. If anybody in this audience today is struggling, if there is anybody here that has lost that focus, if you're visiting us today and you want to set that focus in your life, if you're a Christian, a brother and sister in Christ, and maybe you are distracted by something else, don't be disqualified. Don't let Satan take that away from you. Verse 27 talks about being disqualified from the race. Do not let that happen. Take control of your life today. Set your goals, focus, and aim every day and run every day to get that crown. Striving every day to obtain the crown of life. If you need to attend to the invitation, I ask you to please come forward as we stand and sing.